May God's blessing be on each and every one of us today as we lift our voices in song and prayer this morning to worship our Lord and Savior.
主已经复活了，今天是一个特别的日子，因为耶稣基督在那个受难节为我们的罪钉在十字架上，第三天复活了。因为他复活，我们有永远的生命。今天我们用诗歌讲到祷告，我们一起来敬拜神。
Today is a very special day in the life of this congregation. As you can see, we're having a joint service with our Chinese, congregation, and Pastor Don and myself will be conducting the service throughout. And special, occasion today is the baptism of three of the members of Don's congregation. So we're having a wonderful day of celebration today.
今天我们很高兴我们一起跟那个西礼拜堂一起聚会。我们今天为什么特别呢？就是耶稣基督在今天复活了。我们纪念他，还有呢，我们今天有三位的弟兄姐妹，那个接受那个水礼啊，那个敬礼的时候，我们一起来庆祝他们。
Think of a moment when someone that you least expected to see is suddenly standing before you. A moment when something you lost is found again, and you can hardly believe your eyes. Think of a moment when your fear was suddenly proved unfounded, and you were surprised by joy. This morning is such a moment.So come this Easter morning to be shaken from your conviction that nothing can change your situation. There's a saying when things aren't quite going our way, or when the reality of a situation just seems too hard to overcome, maybe you've heard it, it is what it is. But I ask today, is it really? Come if you look at the world and feel overwhelmed by its chaos, or disillusioned by its promises. This morning we remember how Mary went to anoint a dead body in a tomb, and was greeted by a mighty and risen Savior. Come to worship prepared to see your life and the world through new eyes, for Christ is risen. This is the day when tears are wiped away, shattered hearts are mended, fears are replaced with joy. This is the day the Lord rolls away the stone of fear, throws off death's clothes, goes ahead of us into God's future. This is the day the Lord has made. Death has no fear for us.Sin has lost its power over us. God opens the tomb of our hearts to fill us with life. This is the day, Easter Day. Christ is risen. Hallelujah.
我们今天很高兴来到这里聚会。有时候我们生命遇到一些困难，我们很恐惧，我们不知道将来情况怎么样。不过我们不怕，因为耶稣已经胜过死亡，他是胜利者。他在我们中间，他要保护我们，所以我们要将我们自己交托给神，他与我们同在，常常与我们同在，将我们不要惧怕，因为跟耶稣一起的时候，我们有喜乐，有保障，有平安。现在我们很高兴，我们一起来敬拜神。
In your bulletin, there's a purple or pink sheet with Christ the Lord is risen today, and you'll note in that that we'll be singing verses 1 and 3 as a congregation and choir, and the choir will be singing verse 2 on their own. So please stand and join with us.
现在我们为众跟诗班一起唱诗歌宗主新歌156首，我们在那个集序表里面有一张那个诗歌156首，基督竟复活。
Please be seated.
请坐。
I believe we just had a little glimpse of heaven. In Revelation, it says there will be many tribes from every tribe and every tongue and every language will be worshipping at the throne of God. And we got a little glimpse of that this morning. Let's take some time. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. Yeah, sorry. 我们今天好像见到天使，其他的奇妙的事情，因为我们唱这首诗歌的时候呢，好像我们见到全世界很多人呢一起来唱那个庆祝耶稣已经复活了。
Let's take a few moments to greet one another, and the greeting is, the Lord is risen, he is risen indeed. Let us greet one another.
这个时候我们一起来问候啊，我们可以讲呢，主已经复活了，他真的复活了，我们一起来问候。
Heavenly Father, gracious God, we give you thanks and praise for all you have done in our lives, and we give you thanks and praise for this special day.We ask you now to bless and multiply these, our tithes and offerings. May we use them diligently for your kingdom work. We pray in Jesus' name.
主啊，我们感谢你，你供应我们所有的需要。 我们感谢你，你带领我们。现在我们将一些金钱奉献给你，求你教导我们怎么用这些金钱传福音给很多我们的同胞。这样祷告是奉主耶稣的名求，阿们。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, gracious God, what can we say today but thank you for the cross and thank you for the resurrection? Lord, we come before you this morning. Our hearts are lifted up because you have conquered death. You have saved us from death and preserved for us eternal life. Lord, we give you thanks for all you have done in our lives. Lord, we give you thanks today for the three candidates for baptism this morning, Lord, that your Spirit has moved upon them and they have been moved to receive you as Lord and Savior of their lives. And they are making their commitment today to follow you into the waters of baptism in obedience to the command of Scripture. Lord, I pray your blessing upon them. Lord, I pray your blessing upon all of us. Lord, once again we ask you to pour out your Holy Spirit on each one of us as a congregation. Light a fire in us, we pray in Jesus' name.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，今天早上我们从心里面感谢你，因为你已经复活了，我们不怕死亡，不再恐惧，因为耶稣基督已经胜过死亡，我们相信他的人有永远的生命，我们感谢你。这个时候我们特别为了今天受浸的三位弟兄姐妹，我们为了他们感谢神，他们要众人的面前宣告，他们要承认你是他们的主，在救主，要在众人面前受那个水礼，求你帮助他们从今以后常常追求认识你。我们要将弟兄姐妹交在你的手中，求你带领我们每一个人，在我们的生活里面，我们生命里面常常跟随主，将祷告是奉主耶稣的名求，阿们。
Today is Resurrection Day. Unquestionably the central day in the Christian calendar. I think it's fair to say that without Resurrection Day, we would know nothing of Jesus. If we knew anything of him at all,He would be some small figure, perhaps, on the pages of Roman history. There may be legends of miracles, some talk of him walking on water, perhaps feeding a lot of people with very small amount of food. But no one would take that seriously. But we do. We now take it seriously. Because Jesus died, and he rose again.He's not a small figure on the pages of history. He's the figure on the pages of history. He was seen dead. He was seen buried. And yet of all the miracles surrounding Jesus, this one is supreme. He conquered the grave.
今天是复活日，基督教月历的中心的一天。没有复活的一天，我们不知道，不明白耶稣。如果说我们认识他，他只是罗马历史中一个小人物，有奇迹的传奇，有人说他水面行走，用小小的食物喂饱很多人，但谁对这些事情认真呢？我们会，为什么？因为耶稣已经死了，他已经复活了，他说他被看见死了，埋葬了，最重要是最高超的神迹是他征服了坟墓。
Jesus proved he was master over all creation. The miracles he did are true. He did walk on water. He did feed the multitude. He did calm the storm. He did heal the sick. He did restore sight to the blind. And he did raise Lazarus from the dead.And now he himself is risen from the grave. He is the victor. His is the victory. Jesus is alive.
他证明他是所有创造的主人， 他所行的神迹是真实的，他真的行在那个水面上，喂饱群众，平静风浪，医好生病的，叫瞎眼的看见，他将拉撒路复活，还有现在他自己从坟墓里面复活过来，他是得胜者，他是得胜的，他是活着的。
In our past two messages on Palm Sunday and Good Friday, we heard about the shallow victory of human applause and worldly accolades. We heard how Jesus avoided them on Palm Sunday when the crowd wanted to make him their king. We heard how Jesus' victory, his personal victory, came through his total and complete surrender to his Father's call that took him all the way to the cross.We were reminded of those two statements Jesus made as his final hours were upon him. First, he said, Father, if you are willing, let this cup be taken from me, but not my will, yours. He submitted to the Father's will. And finally, his last words on the cross, Father, into your hands, I commit my spirit. Jesus was completely submitted to his Father's will.Not my will, but yours. And into your hands, I commit my spirit. Will we do that? Should this be our standard for life? We who have received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior have in effect made these two declarations. I will do what it takes, and I will commit myself fully to the work of the kingdom.
在过去两个信息里面中枢主义跟这个受难者，我们听到有人鼓掌的表面的胜利，中枢主义的群众要宣告耶稣为王，但耶稣避免他们。我们听到因为耶稣完全顺服父神的呼召，带领他去十字架，他得到个人的胜利。我们必提醒耶稣讲了两句话，最后那个死神和最后的一句话，在卡斯玛利园他祷告说，那记载在路加福音22:42，父啊，你若愿意就把这杯撤去，然而不要叫我的意思，不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。在十字架耶稣祷告说，父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你的手中。耶稣完全顺服神的旨意，他说，不是我的旨意，是你的旨意。他这样祷告，我们能够这么做吗？
Question is, can we pray like that? Can we say, Lord, your will be done in my life? Can we say, I commit myself totally to your will?Can we live lives that are totally committed to what the Father has called us to? Can we know the will of God? Do we have the patience and endurance to carry it out like Jesus did? Can we live lives that are worthy of the name we proclaim? Do we desire, earnestly desire, that eternal victory of lives lived for the kingdom of God?
Fua.我将我的灵魂交在你的手里，我们将会怎么做吗？我们将会怎么祷告吗？这应该是我们生命的标准。我们已经接受耶稣为主为救主的，我其实做了两个宣告，无论如何我会做，还有我完全委身自己做天国的事情。我们能够这样祷告吗？我们的生命能不能够活出完全委身天父呼召我们做的事情呢？我们知道神的呼召，我们知道神的旨意吗？我们能不能够有忍耐宽容去行出来，好像耶稣这么做？我们能够在生命当中活出值得我们所宣告的吗？我们有没有还望永远的得胜，为天国 活出我们的生命出来。
Paul, in his letter to the church in Colossae, calls those believers, as he calls us today, to live a life worthy of the Lord. Our reading today is from Colossians 1, 9-14. Since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. For He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son He loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
这就是为什么保罗写信给那个哥罗西的信徒，在哥罗西书第一章九节到十四节哪里怎么讲。因此我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，让你们在一切这个属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意，好叫你们的行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神，叫他荣耀的权柄都已在各样的力上加力，好叫你们凡事欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容，又感谢父，叫我们能够与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。他救领我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里，我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
Today then we must ask ourselves a question. If I'm a follower of Jesus, do I desire to be like Him? One of Jesus' key characteristics from these texts we have read over this Easter season has been He did His Father's will. The marker then of a follower of Jesus is that the Father's will is being sought, and when it is discerned, it is followed immediately. The marker of a Christian is that they seek the Father's will, and once they've determined what the Father's will is, they follow it and obey it immediately. We then, as Christians and followers of Jesus, seek the Lord's will and we carry it out. But first, we must pray that prayer. Not my will, but yours be done. We must be prepared to have our lives completely changed, our careers stopped mid-career, and God to take us on a different course. Jesus demonstrated this ultimate submission when He says, "Into your hands I commit my spirit." Can we pray that prayer?
今天我们一定要问自己，如果我是耶稣的跟随者，我一定要渴望要像他。耶稣其中一个重要的特征是他行天父的旨意。一个耶稣的跟随者的标志就是追求明白天父的旨意，然后忠心的跟随。作为一个基督徒和耶稣的跟随者，我们寻求和行出主的旨意，但首先我们一定要做一个完全顺服的祷告，不是成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。我们一定要准备我们的生命完全改变。耶稣已经显示最终的顺服，我将我的灵魂交在你的手中。我们做这样的祷告吗？
So our prayer for ourselves then must be that we are filled, as Paul writes, filled with the knowledge of God's will. That comes through spiritual wisdom, spiritual discernment. God's will is revealed to each one of us by His Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, there is no knowledge of God's will for your life. And when we have discerned God's will through our reading, through our understanding of scriptures, and through the agency of the Holy Spirit working in our lives, are we prepared to follow through? Will we get up and do it? Are we prepared for a total commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ?
我们一定为自己祷告，我们充满神旨意的知识，是从属灵的机会来的。保罗写着，不是从人的机会，神的旨意是圣灵显露出来。没有圣灵，我们的生命就没有神旨意的知识。当我们已经洞察神的旨意，从我们读 神的话语，我们明白神的话语的时候，圣灵在我们生命里面辅助我们。我们准备跟着去做吗？我们准备好完全委身吗？
When we live under the day by day direction of the Holy Spirit, when we have received Jesus Christ into our lives, we have the Holy Spirit. And as the Holy Spirit guides and directs us, we come into God's perfect will. And when we do God's will, as Paul writes, it is pleasing to Him. And we will bear fruit in doing our good works, and we will continue to grow in our knowledge of God and of His will for our lives.
没有耶稣，就没有圣灵。 在圣灵一天又一天的引导之下，我们将被带进神完全的旨意。当我们行神的旨意的时候，神就喜悦。我们的好行为就结果子，渐渐地，他知道，都知道神。
So here we are at Resurrection Sunday. And what is it all about? First, Jesus proved who He is. He is the Son of God. He is the Messiah. And of that, there can be now no doubt. He is Lord of life. He is Lord of all. And now He calls everyone to Him. His call to each one of us is, follow me. I didn't do it the world's way. I'm doing it God's way. And He calls us to follow Him. When we first encounter Jesus, when the Spirit moves in us and on us to receive Him as Lord and Savior, our first response should be, I will follow Him.
复活主义，关于什么事情？ 首先，耶稣证明他是谁？他是神的儿子，弥赛亚，没有疑问。他是生命的主，他是一切的主，他呼召所有的人到他那里。他对我们每一个人的呼召，他呼召我们做什么？他呼召我们跟随我，跟随耶稣基督。当我们第一次遇到耶稣的时候， 当圣灵感动我们去接受耶稣做救主的时候，做我们的主的时候，我们第一个回应应该是跟随他。The
first thing that Jesus did when He embarked on His public ministry was to go and be baptized in the Jordan by John the Baptist. When Jesus showed up, John at first resisted. He knew who Jesus was. But at Jesus' insistence, he was baptized. For Jesus said, let us do this to fulfill all righteousness. It is indeed a righteous act when a believer submits in obedience to the command of Scripture and steps forward for baptism. It is a righteous act of obedience when you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ to step forward and ask to be baptized.
当耶稣开始他公开的传道的时候，他第一样事情要做的，就是在约旦河里面受那个洗浸约翰的浸礼。约翰起初的时候拒绝耶稣的要求，在马太福音第三章第十四节到十五节那里，耶稣说：“我们理当这样尽诸般的义。”当信徒忠心顺服圣经的命令的时候，前来受浸，这些公义的行动。
Today we have three candidates for baptism from our Chinese family, our Chinese congregation. I'm going to ask Pastor Don now if he'd introduce the three candidates.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Keith. Now I'm going to introduce the three baptismal candidates. They had accepted Jesus as their personal Savior. And they want Christ to be the Lord of their lives. And also on the regular basis, they attended during the past Sunday services. And on regular basis, they also attend the Sunday school. We had invited them to attend to join the baptismal class.And they now understand the meaning of baptism. So according to the grace and the command of our Lord, in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 to 20, it says, Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son,and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. So, Christian Baptist Church, in partnership with the Chinese congregation, will baptize the three candidates today.今天我们华人教会有三位的受浸的弟兄姐妹，我现在介绍他们。他们经常来教会里面参加那个主日崇拜，经常参加那个主日学。他们已经接受耶稣基督做他们的救主，他们愿意让基督在他们心里面、生命里面做主。这个时候我们愿意新礼拜堂跟我们华人教会一起来施行这个浸礼。
So today is a day of double celebration for us at Christian Baptist Church. We celebrate our risen Lord and Savior, and we celebrate the work that the Holy Spirit has done in the lives of these three candidates for baptism. They have made a commitment to Jesus,and they made a commitment to live for Jesus. For a believer, the day of their baptism is a day of a new beginning.
对于一个相信耶稣的人呢，浸礼是他们一个新的开始。
There is much symbolism in the act of the baptism itself. The new believer has given their life to Christ,and intends to follow Jesus. Their old life has passed, and a new life begins. The symbolism is as that they are immersed in the water, they are dead to their old life, and they rise up out of the water as Jesus rose up out of the grave to a new life in Jesus Christ.
对于一个相信耶稣的人来说，他今天这个是很重要的日子， 因为他们要公开在众人面前承认他们的信仰，还有他们要表示他们永远的跟随主。那个敬礼有什么意思呢？就是我们受浸的人走进水里面，在水里面上来，表示我们与主耶稣基督同死、同埋葬、同复活，旧的生命已经过去了，已经不在我们生命里面。我们要有个新的生命，就是为耶稣而活，有耶稣在我们心里面带领我们，以后我们要跟随耶稣基督。
We are not saved through baptism. We are saved through faith in Christ alone. Baptism is the act of obedience of a new believer, going into the waters of baptism in obedience to the command of Scripture to be baptized. And so it is that the Church for 2,000 years has baptized believers. Upon profession of their faith in Jesus Christ, the Church baptizes each new person into Christ.
受浸、受水礼不是得救的条件。得救一定要我们要相信耶稣基督，信我们的救主，他赦免我们的罪，我们接受他作为我们的救主。从今以后，我们在主里面跟随他。所以今天呢，我们很高兴有几位弟兄姐妹来到这里一起来受这个水礼的时候，我们求主帮助他们从今以后跟随主。
Our first candidate is Zhao Chuan Fu. It is indeed a great day of celebration today for the whole family of God.
今天我们在一起的时候真的很高兴啊，来庆祝我们一家人，一个教会的大团体，家人来信主那个敬礼。
Let us close our time together this morning. We will continue our time of celebration in the fellowship hall downstairs. Please join us as we have some cake and some refreshments to mark this day.
我们散会之后，我们在留山，我们有那个茶点，我们一起来有交流，我们可以有一些茶点，我们一起来享受。
Today is a great day of celebration in the life of the church. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Listen to the knock on the door of your heart. Open up to him who would save your life and restore your soul. Go now in the love and peace of God. Go and live resurrection lives. Make your life count for the kingdom. Go in peace. Amen.